the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning. It's lovely to see you this morning. Today's talk is going to be slightly different. I'm only going to speak for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to lead us in some guided prayer. And it will become clear why we're going to do that. But before we pray together, I just want to talk about a couple of things that will help us as we come before God in prayer. And the first thing I want to say is that humans seem to have a desire to pray. And that when we pray, we must remember that God's kingdom is good. It seems that Christians aren't alone in praying if we look at people all over the world. Most people at some point in their lives pray. There was research done by the Church of England about 5 years ago, and they found that only one in seven people insisted that they would never resort to prayer in the face of problems in their lives. And when people are asked to give an example of something they might pray about, sort of irrespective of whether or not they were religious, 4 out of 5 people gave an answer. So not only do people have this instinct to pray, most people do, but people also know what they want to pray about. It seems that humans have a desire to pray. Hashtag Pray for Manchester has been used thousands and thousands of times. And I'm guessing there'll be something similar for London. It seems that in the face of despair and anger and deep sadness, it's instinctive for us to want to lay ourselves open before a higher power. And when Jesus was on the earth, he made the outrageous claim that he was the way to that higher power that humans pray to and long for peace from. And it's true that all of us, no matter who we are, can pray to Jesus and to meet him through his words written in the Bible and pray with the help of his Spirit. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Today is a day for celebrating and remembering that we have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, to guide us, to comfort us, and to help us meet Jesus in prayer. If you'd like to turn to your Bibles in Matthew chapter 6, that's on page 918. We're going to be thinking about some very, very famous words. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus' disciples had asked him, "How should we pray?" And he gave this answer, starting at verse 9. "This then is how you should pray." Rosemary, could you move that on one, please? "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." I don't think there's a single word wasted in this prayer, is there? And we're going to say this together at near the end of our service. We will be joining with thousands of Christians over the United Kingdom and over the world who are particularly praying one part of this prayer, "Thy kingdom come," or "Your kingdom come" in the modern version. And this is an initiative started by the Anglican Church and the Archbishop of Canterbury, where thousands of people have pledged to pray. If people have signed on to the website, there's a little light that appears on the map all over the world. This is just the UK. There are many, many people all over churches today who are joining with us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, your kingdom come." And we're going to join with them. And I think it's really important that we do. We might acknowledge that humans have a desire to pray, but I wonder whether as Christians we have forgotten that God's kingdom is good. It's really easy to forget, isn't it? It's so easy in the face of all that we see to become disillusioned and cynical. But God's government is good. Would you say our national government is good? Would you say that it's bad? Would you say it's very bad? Would you say it's very good? Would you say it's somewhere in between? It's very variable, isn't it? And we know that whatever government we get on Thursday, it will be far from perfect. And that's why I think it's so important to pray for our leaders, for our government, and so important for Christians to get involved in local and national politics. But when we think about God's kingdom, God's government, it's perfectly good. We pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because God's kingdom is good. It may seem a long way off, but the Bible tells us it's coming. It's already started and it's coming, and we do get glimpses of it here and now. And Jesus calls ordinary people like you and me to live now like we're living in his good kingdom, to experience the forgiveness Jesus offers us by dying on the cross, and to pray for God's good kingdom to come. I want to read you a poem from the Bible. It's from Isaiah 66. It's an ancient love poem and a promise from God to the people he created for his kingdom, just ordinary people like you and me. It says this: I will take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard no more. My people will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be people blessed by the Lord. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. It sounds amazing, doesn't it? No sadness, satisfying work, complete access to a loving, holy God. And when we pray, your kingdom come, thy kingdom come, we're praying for those that we love and we care about to look at Jesus, to seek forgiveness, to know him as king, and to experience God's good kingdom in this life, though it may not be easy, and in the next. And when we pray, your kingdom come, we are praying that God will change our cynical, selfish, rebellious hearts of stone and give us soft, loving, peacemaking hearts of flesh. The survey that you just completed and that Mark prayed for earlier is a way to point people to Jesus and to God's good kingdom. It's not a way of getting people to join our club. It's not about recruitment. It's about rescue. It's about rescue to something and someone unbelievably good. And we need to ask for God's power and blessing, don't we, that this survey is used to ask people some very simple questions about Jesus. Is it time that you thought about a man called Jesus, or is he just yesterday's hero? That's all I want to say in terms of thinking about thy kingdom come. And we are now going to pray, and we're going to join with many, many others as they're praying all over the country. Most of the prayers that I'm going to lead us in have come from the Thy Kingdom Come initiative. But there's also some thoughts on prayer that you can find on the Belmont website in house group resources. So you may want to use those for yourselves or in your home groups. You can look at the screens if you want to join in, or you can just close your eyes and pray and listen. The first thing I'd like us to do is to pray this prayer together. I'm going to read it out so you know what you're praying, and then we'll pray this together, and then I'm going to lead us in some prayers of intercession. So we're going to pray this in a minute. It says, Almighty God, your ascended Son has sent us into the world to preach the good news of your kingdom. Inspire us with your spirit and fill our hearts with the fire of your love, that all who hear your word may be drawn to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So if you'd like to, let's say this together and then I'll lead us through some guided prayer. Almighty God, your ascended Son has sent us into the world to preach the good news of your kingdom. Inspire us with your spirit and fill our hearts with the fire of your love, that all who hear your word may be drawn to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In Timothy, the book of Timothy in the Bible, Paul instructs us to pray intercessory type prayers, and the idea is that we stand between a situation and God, representing people's concerns to God. So I'm going to pray three of these prayers, and if you would like to, it'd be great if you could join in and say, Lord, graciously hear us. So these are prayers of intercession from Rights on the Way. Dear Father, we pray for those who hold positions of responsibility and power, both internationally and in our local communities. May your Holy Spirit guide them in their decision-making, so that paths of truth and justice may be open to everyone. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We give you thanks and pray for all who support and care for us as we follow the way of Christ, our families and friends and our fellow pilgrims along the way. Nourish us all with the words of life, that we may worship you joyfully, listen to you willingly, and serve you gladly. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who through sickness, misfortune, or abuse feel that their lives are without meaning or direction. Surround them with your love and give wisdom and patience to all who support and guide them. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. In his book, Life of the Beloved, Henri Nouwen says that to give someone a blessing is the most significant affirmation we can give. It goes beyond offering praise or recognizing someone's talents, but should rather shine a light on a person's belovedness. So we're going to pray a blessing for our friends and family now. This is one of the prayers in the Thy Kingdom Come initiative, that we can pray for particular people, and it would be good if you could have people in mind. So I'm going to read this prayer out aloud. Then we're going to have some silence for you to name the people you want to pray for in your mind. And then afterwards, we're going to play some music. It's called Kingdom Come. And we're going to listen to the music and keep praying and listening to God. So this is a form of commitment to pray for our friends. Perhaps the friends that we're going to send the link of the survey to, people we know at work, people we care for, people in our families. Loving Father, in the face of Jesus Christ, your light and glory have blazed forth. Send your Holy Spirit that I may share with my friends and family the life of your Son and your love for all. Strengthen me as a witness to that love as I pledge to pray for them, for your name's sake. Amen.